kasher shemitah is mutter during aveilus. It's also during aveilus. So that's clear. But if you don't hold like that, if you hold like the Ramban, which is the way we paskin, that in fact there are isuri aveilus during aninus, and there's an isur of tashra shemitah, so tashra shemitah is also during aveilus and aninus. Why was aninus better? So the agos mamonios I gave you in Perek Dalet, Os Gimel, in the second teret, says the isur of aveilus is more chomer than the isur of aninus. Aveilus is more chomer than aninus, and therefore Chazal were makel for bia only during aninus and not during aveilus. That's what he says. He says that the isur is more chomer. That's his lashon. And
by
the isuri aveilus are chamurim isuri aninus, and therefore since they are more chamur, therefore Chazal matred the bia only bisman aninus and not during aveilus. It's a little bit strange. If you hold that aveilus is the Raisa, if you hold aninus, which is the Raisa, aveilus is the Rabbanon. But nonetheless, we could say based on what we said that people might be mezalzel more on dinim the Rabbanon, and therefore that's the way the Chazal said it. The Raisas, they won't be mezalzel, will allow tashra shemitah during aninus, not during aveilus.
Which is our answer to give
it. That was not gosh mamonio, so we're just being mechazikid. We're embellishing it. That's the teretz that lamaisa we can say. The other teretz I want you to get is from the Pnei Yoshua, who really says it's the pshat in the end of the Tosos we learned yesterday, and that being is that when the guy is during aninus, the Gemara has a lashon and kedushin on Peyam Beis that his yitzro is shavur, his yitzro is broken, he's obviously broken up about the death of his loved one, and we're not choshish that if we allow bia one time that he'll be mamshich and have another bia. We're not choshish for that. Whereas during Aveilus, halacha lemaisa, we are concerned that if we allow a bia, that he'll go again and have another bia, and he'll be mezalzel in this particular iser. And people are not medamed dini aninus to dini aveilus. Oh, you'll say that if you allow tashmish during aninus, it's going to lead him to mezalzel and aveilus. That person is not medamed. There are two windows of times. And the Pnei Yoshua says that's what he believes is the pshat in Taisus. There's Chazal or Koveya this because there was going to be less, there wasn't going to be zilzul during aninus, there would be zilzul during aveilus. And that's the pshat lamaisa in the pshat in the Taisus. So it's not pshat lamaisa, and that's how they were medamet tasha shamita, because you could ask yourself, why were they medamet tasha shamita lanila sasambl, not to the isra basar v'yayin? Right, Basavian is also during aninus, and during aveilus it's not, right? So why is Tasha Shamita compared to Nilus Asandal, which the way Tulsa said it was only also during what? During aveilus, not during aninus. The pshat is, says the Pnei Yoshua, is what I'm saying, is that Chazal thought during aninus, since his yetzer is broken up, if he has bia one time, it won't get out of hand. He won't have bia with her again. During aveilus, we're afraid it's going to get out of hand because you don't have the lathe being nishbar as much. The levai has been completed, and therefore they're not going to allow it. And he says that's really what Tosos was driving at. That's what Tosos was medame the iser of tasha shemitah more to aninus asandal, not the iser of basmian, because the issue of aninus as opposed to aveilus. If you allow it during aninus, isn't it going to do it aveilus? No, people are not medame the two. They're two different institutions, and it's not a problem. So what emerges is, Avram, is it that the two Teirutzim were saying, Pshat, that's only beginning Shir, why did Chazal matter the Bia only during Aninus and not Aveilus? First Pshat being is that to people, Lamaisa, Aveilus is more Chomer, we want it to be then Aninus, even though we're saying one is the Rabban, one is the Raisa, we need to make a Chizuk. The other Pshat being, Pnei Yoshua says, in Taisus, first Pshat is the Kos Mamonios, second Pshat is the Pnei Yoshua, in Taisus, that really the background was they didn't want it to be a Zilzel. In Aveilus, they were concerned to be Zilzel, therefore they didn't allow B at all. Whereas in Aninus, there was not going to be a Zilzel, therefore they allowed the B. And that's the Pshat, Halacha Lamaisa in the Taisus. Okay, so that's the first point I wanted to bring out. That's the first Mahalach we want to bring out Pshat. Okay. Second Mahalach now, and this will be a segue into the Taisus inside, is, let's get this, is that the Gemara said, Rachmanu Litzlan, if the father of the chosin dies, the im of the kala dies, we have this kula. Okay. Rov Rishonim, And I don't mean that as an exaggeration. Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh. I gave you the Rosh today in Siman Vav. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avelos, Pirkei Aleph, Halacha Ches. Rov Rishonim say if it's reversed, Aval Ipchalo, if the mother of the Chassan dies, or the father of the Kala dies, what's the din? The Halacha is that what do? We bury the loved one, we push off the wedding. You bury the loved one, you do Shiva, you push off the wedding until after the Shiva. Okay, is that clear? That's how Rov Rishonim learned Ipchalo. Okay? You got me, Meir Simcha? That's how Rov Rishonim learned Ipchalo. However, there are some Rishonim, and I gave you the Rosh there in Simavav that quotes from the Rif, and the Ritz Gaius also is quoted by the Rosh, and the Bahag also says the same thing. Please get it. Which has an amazing shita, and that is that you put the mace away to the chadar, you marry her, you have bia, and then you do shiva, and then you do shiva simei mishta. You put the mace aside in the cheder, right? Then you go ahead and marry her, you have bia, and then shiva. Then you do the levaya, then you do shiva, and then shava brachas.
Is there this rush?
This is the Ritz Gaius and the Rif that the Rush quotes in Siman Vav. It's also a Bahak. So we got that. That's unique. Okay? You got me, Avram? That's the Shita. Comes the Rush in Siman Vav, and he asks, he says, I don't understand. He says, if you're doing Shiva first, why do we allow them to get married and have Bia before the Kfura? What was the purpose of that? If you're doing Shiva first anyway. Just do everything, you know, and just do the Shiva and do the Levi and Shiva and let the marriage and Bia be afterwards. You follow me? It's a strong kasha. Okay? Again, according to the Rif and the Ritz Gaius, the Rif and the Ritz Gaius say a tremendous chiddush. And they say, Daniel, you have?
Yes.
And then they what do they say? They say that you put the mace aside, bless you. What do? You get married, you have Bia, then you bury the first fellow, and then you have Shiva, and then Shev Brachas. Different than the Gemara in this situation. Again, it's an Ippolo. Rov Rishonim says Ippolo is you push off the wedding and everything. You do the burial, Shiva, and that's it. But you have this collector's item, yes? The Ritz Gaius, the Rif Ritz Gaius, and the Bahag. So he says, I don't understand. If you're doing Shiva first, why do you allow them to get married and have Bia first? Just to, you know, bury the guy, do Shiva, and do everything afterwards. Get married, be, and then the Shavuot brothers, right? That's a strong kasha that the Rush asks. Number two, please get this. Number two, the Ramban in the Torah Sodom, in the Ma'adur of Shavel, Rav Shavel Zatzal, wrote up, you know, the Ramban al Torah in the Torah Sodom. I once was going to meet him when I was in 8th grade in Eretz Yisrael. He's a great goon. And Amud Ayin Hay in the Torah Sodom, he points out that the only time in Onin is Aser B'tashu Shemiti, we only allowed it by Mesavav Shalchasani Mishalkal because of Hefsetsuda. Without Hefsetsuda, it'd be Usr. If other people die, what do we always assume the Svara? If other people die, what's the Svara? The Svara is there's no Hefsetsuda because there's someone who's going to be over there for the wherewithal to restore the Suda. So he says, I don't understand. Why would you allow Bia? So again, let's get this. Okay, Daddy, you got this? Okay, we got to get this. Aval Ipchalo means. According to Rov Rishonim, was of al ipchalo means that if the father of the kala or the mother of the chassan die, what's the din? Bury them, right? Do the shiva and you push off everything—the marriage, the bia, everything—in the shavrafs afterwards. That's how Rov Rishonim say. However, the Ritz Gaius and the Rif say not that way. The Ritz Gaius lamaisa, the Ritz Gaius and the Rif is medayik. The Rush quotes the Rif and also the Bahag that says no. That says you have a unique sheet in this case where it's ipkhala. What do? You put the mace aside. What do? You put the mace aside. Right? You get married, you have bia, then you have shiva. Donnie, you follow me? You have shiva, then the shiva brachas. That's the shita. Frek the kasha, two kashas right off the bat. Number one, the Rosh says, I don't understand. Why would you do such a thing? If you are doing the shiva first, why do you allow a marriage and bia first? Don't allow that first. That's number one, kasha, the Rush says. Number two, the Ramban says, is that the only time we have a heter bia is when you're going to lose the meal. You're not going to lose the meal here. So, Medina de Gemara, it's difficult. Number three, a third kasha on the shita, and this is what that goes from Ammonia says, B'shem the Rav Yo, I gave you today, Pirkei Aleph Osvav, he says, we're makdim to get married and have the bia before the kfura, halacha lamaisa, And the truth is, what's the time that you know Yeshiva first? Since you had the Bia first, and that's what you were mentioning, remember we mentioned a few days ago, Daniel, if you have the Bia, that generates Sheva Brachas. So Machleik is whether Bia automatically generates a Sheva Brachas, or even without it, the marriage alone itself. You want to say it's a Machleik's based Yakas off flow. We mentioned, so Machleik is in the Rishonim as well. So if you assume that Bia generates it, once you have Bia, you're done. You got to do Sheva Brachas before Shiva. This whole sheet is very, very difficult, okay? Three kashas we're asking on the sheet. Okay, Donnie, you got me? Three kashas we're asking on the sheet. Why would this sheet allow what Shiva before the Sheva Brachas? So why'd you allow them to get married and have Bia first? That's number one. Number two is that we only allow it if there's a heter loss of food. There's no loss of food in the Ipcha case. And number three is once you have Bia, you have to have the Sheva Brachas first. Okay? So the Taz says from here, Simen Shin Men Bei Sifkot Nalef. I want you to get this. The Taz proves from here the fact, Halacha L'maisa, that in our Gemara, in the regular case, that Sheva Brachas comes first, that's a Kula. Me'ikar Adin, it should lose out to Avelis.
Where's the Taz?
The Taz in Shin Men Bei Sifkot Nalef. Me'ikar Adin, Yimei Simcha should lose out to Avelis. But this is a special kula. We'll see the Galashan of Gemara and Amid Beis. It's a special kula the Chamim gave. So the Chassam Sofer writes, what's the Bira Dover? The reason why you may Mishnah, Kadmali, you may Avelis, why? What's the reason you may Avelis is not Nidchim? So why don't you get rid of Shiva completely? Matamein, you may Avelis Nidchim, then you may Simchash, you Kadmali. The Teretz is that what? Shiva, the first day of Shiva, is the Arisa, according to the Ram and the Rith. And you may Mishnah, the Rabbanon, are not Deichasam, that's the Arisa. So therefore, even something that's Yom Rishon, Lamaisa, should be Deiches Simcha, but since what? It can't be Doche, what? The first day, Halach Lamaisa, came in Nidcha Yom Rishon Shel Simcha, all the days are what? All the days are Nidcha. So only in the case of a father of a chassan and an ima of Kavla dying, where there is a loss, or the Chum and Mekel, that Avelis loses out to Simcha. Because Yesh Koch B'Yarcham Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. That's the Chiddush L'maisa. Even if you hold Yom Rishon is not the Raisa, even if you hold it's a Remez, but at least you have a Remez Min HaTorah, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa, Min HaDin, Yom Avelis are Kodim L'Simcha. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out. What we want to say in here, Simcha, is that this whole Gemara is a Kula. Our Gemara is a Kula. Maker Adin, Shiva should win. Shiva should always win. Don't give me the business, oh, I can't understand this Shita. This Shita we just said when it's flipped, right? When the mother of the Chassan dies, or the Ima of the Kala dies. The mother of the Chassan, and the Ima, and the father of the Kala, when it's flipped. Right, this Shita, we can't believe this Shita. What's the Shita? That they get married, and then they have Bia, and then they do Shiva first and then Sheva Brachas. How could it be? What do you mean, how could it be? That's what it really should always be. Our Gemara is a special Kula. It's a special Kula. It's a special Kula. And since it's a special Kula, Lamaisa, it's a special Kula. The special Kula is that the Sheva Brachas, because we don't want loss of food. But if it wasn't for the loss of food, meaning the flip case, the Shiva comes first. The Shiva comes first. Now, Avram asks me, oh, so why do the Bia? Why do the Bia first? Halach Lamaisa. Why do the Bia first? Because Lamaisa, we don't want it to what? We don't want it to, it's a good kasha, but we don't want to make it too what? We don't want to make it too difficult for the what? For the chassan and the kawa. That's part of the kula. That's part of the kula. But don't be bothered by why Shiva should come first. Because really, that's the way it should be. You follow me? Because this Gemara is just a Kula. But I want you to keep in mind, this is against Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim said when it's flipped, you push off on everything, like you said. You follow me? You push off everything. You do Levi, you do Sheva, you do Shiva, and then you do the Sheva Brachas. Yeah, get married, you do the Sheva Brachas. You're right. It's a great point you're making. But that's part of the Kula that we're going to say. Okay? That's part of the Kula we're going to say. It's not a loss. But Lamaisa, we're going to say, even in this case, we're going to be Mekel. That's what you have to say. It's a good point. It's a very good point. That's the Chassam Sofer says like this, and the Taz says like this, but you're making a good point, Avram. Why should we allow it? It doesn't really answer the Kasha soul. It answers why Shiva comes before Sheva Brachas, but it doesn't answer the first Kashas as well. Why would we allow marriage and being? You're right. You're right. I'm just saying you have to say that that's part of the Kula that we'll allow. Okay? But we cannot put it before Shiva. Because really, Shiva comes first. That's what you want. That's what they want to say. Okay? It's a good point what you're saying. You have to say that's part of the kula for this, for pshat and this shita. Okay? Yes, Ezra.
How does that answer the fact that we can't have Shiva and interrupting the Bia and the Sheva Brachos?
According to this shita, they get married, they have Bia, they have Shiva, and then they have Sheva Brachos.
So I thought we said we can't do that because you can't have that.
Right, so that's part of the answer to that is that the truth is, you're right, if it would be a vacuum. But the truth is, the real din is that Shiva should come first, because Shiva is more powerful than the Sheva Brachas.
So then, that still doesn't answer why you, like, what, obviously, why do you just push
it? It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. It's part of a kula that we give the Chasson and Kali, you have to say. It's a difficult point. It's part of the kula you give the Chasson and Kali, that we don't push it off completely. We don't hold like this, right? We hold like Rav Rishonim, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Rov or the Rishonim that you push off the wedding completely in such a case. Okay? But this is a shita shechidah and Rishonim. That's why the Rov Rishonim don't like the shita. But at least it's an attempt to be masber why the shiv. Everyone, you're right. Both your points is right. But l'maisa, you have to say that was part of the kula we have. Okay? Now this brings us now to the Tosfos now. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Let's see the Tosfos now inside, okay? Because there's a shach here and a Ramesha has. Okay, Mayor Simpson, you got this, Ramesha? It's a difficult point. Your point, Avram and Ezra, is an excellent point, but at least it's Masber, at least why the Shiva should be first, at least. That's how they want to be Masber. It doesn't answer you right why we, but what we're suggesting is part of the kula for the Chasson and Kala. Let them get married, let them have Bia, but you know what? It trumps the fact that the Shiva's got to go first, because Mikra, then that's the way it should be. The Poshup shot. Okay, everyone got the Tosfos? Go ahead. Yossi, let's see, go ahead. Everyone got inside? Go ahead. Ipkalo, go ahead. Yeah, read again. Aval Ipkalo.
Aval Ipkalo. Behu Adin im Avila Machmash Shar Krovim.
Oh, there it is. If there's Shar Krovim there, the din is bury the loved one, do the Levaya, do the Shiva, push off the wedding, and then be his after to Shavu Brachos. Clear like that. That's Rov Rishon. It's not just Tosfos, it's the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Rambam, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay? Comes along the Shach. Please get it down. I gave it to you in the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach says, Shach, the great Shach, the holy Shach, lived at the end of the 1600s. He says, nowadays, even if the father or mother die, the other Krovim have the wherewithal to help out. And therefore, he says, we never use this kula in the Gemara. Allah Lamaisa. He says, if this happens, God forbid, you bury the loved one, you do the Shiva, you push off the wedding. And then you get married at Via the Shiva Brachas. The Shach writes, Bizmanenu, even Mace of Ivimo, Din Shar Krovim Yishlev. They're like the other Krovim. Because everyone helps everyone else out. Okay? That's what the Shach writes, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay?
He says, like, a serious issue, meaning, like, let's
yes.
Say,
he let's says,
say,
with,
no one did, like,
Okay. Remboisha, get it down in your day. Simin Reishchav Zayin, in your day, Chelik Aleph, Simin Reishchav Zayin says, you're right, the Shach says like this. Remboisha had a case. Listen to this. Remboisha had a case where the mother of the Kala died on Thursday. Okay? You with me, Shalom? And the Kfura was supposed to be Friday. The wedding's supposed to be Saturday night. You got me? So he said at first he thought to himself, let them get married on Friday before the Levaya. It's very expensive nowadays. We go back to the Gemara. He says times have changed since the Shach. It's going to be $100,000 they'll lose. So we go back to what is. Not that he's been cholik on the Shach. He's saying times have changed from the Shach. We go back to the times of the Gemara. And therefore he says, we should initiate and do what's in the Gemara, and therefore do the wedding before the Levaya on Friday, and then you can have the meal Saturday night. There's no din that the meal has to be immediately what? Immediately after the Chasana. You follow me? So that's what he suggested at first. Everyone got this? Let's get it down. He's suggesting that they should get married on Friday before the Kvura, right? Then they'll have the meal Saturday night. And he says we go like the Gemara, It's expensive. The times have changed from the 1600s to the 1900s now.
Wedding was supposed to be Matzah Shabbos?
Yes. But they got to do the chasm first. Rav Moshe is initiating the Gemara. They head to the Gemara. But there's a problem, says Rav Moshe. The problem is she wasn't mutter to have go to mikveh until Friday night. So you want to do the chasana before the kfura, but you can't do chasana and be it.
Why couldn't she go to mikveh Thursday night?
She wasn't ready. She wasn't tahor until Friday night. That's when the shiva nikim ended. So if you do the chasana before the kfura, he says make a cheshbon. He'll be usher to have be with her more than 14 days. Right? Because if they do the chasana before the kfura, then they become an avil. You can't have tashmim during avil. Right? Correct? You got to wait those 7 days. And then what? You have to wait also when? You're going to have to wait during the Sheva Brachas, Halacha L'maisa, okay? You have to wait during the Sheva Brachas, Halacha L'maisa. You might get it, because you might, I don't know, she might let some Maisa get the, if you do the Suin Koda Makfura, you also live all Arachar Asura Yom. Arachar Arba Asura Yom. 14 days. Why would it be also during the 14 days? Because why? Who Yashim bin Anashim, Yashim bin Anashim, right?
That's only during Avelus, no?
But this is during Avelus. This is during Avelus. Right, so I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. What he's suggesting is if you do the Nisuan on Friday before the Kfura, what's going to happen? You'll have the Shiva. You'll have Shiva. What you'll have is the following. On Friday, they'll do the Nisuan before the Kfura. They couldn't be together. You'll have exactly what Yosef said. They'll have the Sheva Brachas and they'll have the Shiva. During that time period, Lamaisa, they won't be able to be together. It's because it's exactly like our Gemara. Hu Yashim bin Anashim. I understand, but that was only before, during Aninus. This is already after Shiva started, right? You follow me? And then by the time you wait 14 days, you might get her period again. So then it might be 26 days. So Moshe says that's not possible. That's not possible. One sec, Mirsim. Okay, let's get the Chesmer of Moshe. So Memela, so what does Moshe say? Moshe says like this. So he says, since you have no choice, he says, do the Nisuan on Saturday night. If you do the Nisuan on Saturday night during Shiva, he allows the Chasana during Shiva, and he says, Allah Lamaisa, if you have no kids, it's mutter to get married during Shiva, which we're going to see now in the Taisus, according to the Shach. The Shach and the Taz argue. The Shach holds in Simon Shin Sadi Beis Sifkan Zayin, it's mutter to get married during Shiva, in your bowl or after Shiva.
Where was that in Moshe?
It's in Reish, Chav, Zayin, Chelek, Aleph, and Yordain. That's where Moshe says. So Moshe says, let's go over the whole Chesed again. Okay? Moshe says, in the end of the day, what happens? The Psak is that he allowed what? Do the Kfur on Friday, get married Saturday night, and how can you get married Saturday night? The Shach is mutter to get married Shiva, you'll have the B after Shiva. So let's go over the whole Chesed and Ramayshu. That's what Ramayshu says.
That's not right in the B, though.
What'd you say?
That's not right in the B.
So that's what we. What'd you say?
It doesn't matter, though. Meaning, like, that's only the few sheets of the Rambam.
Yeah, but I was also saying that the Nilan Shiva might be only Asim the Rabbanon. Not all the Rishonim held that concept that's not Ruya Labia. They gave other Terutzim. When we talk about Ruya Labia, in Ruya Labia, the Pasha Pshat should be Nisi the Arise. Okay? So, Nachamol, let's go over to all Cheshbon and Ramayshu. Okay? And that's a good segue. We'll start the Taisus. Again, Tulsa said, Shar Krovim, what's the din? What's Shar Krovim? What is Ipchemi? Father of the what? Kawa, mother of the chassan. What's the din? Bury the loved one, do shiva, push off the wedding, and do everything afterwards. Correct?
Yeah.
Comes along the shach, no way. Nowadays, people have the wherewithal. Even if it's the father of the chassan, no problem. People will be able to handle it if you push it off. Bury the loved one, do the shiva, push off the wedding. That's what the shach writes. Comes along Reb Moshe, we got it. He says, times have changed from the shach. And he says, even in a case... And the case was, the mother of the Kala died on Thursday. Mother of the Kala died on Thursday. Halacha l'mais, it's $100,000 the hall. The wedding is supposed to be Saturday night. What are you supposed to do? So he says, he thinks times have changed from the Shach. Let's do like the Gemara. Let's do like the Gemara. What do you mean do like the Gemara? Oh, get married on Friday. theoretically, right, get married. This is the first part of the chesed. You with me, Meir Simcha? Get married on Friday, have the bia on Friday, right, and then do the kvura, and then do the gemara, lamaisa. Do the gemara, sheva brachos, and then shiva. Okay? That's what Moshe says. The problem with that chesed is, she's only muteris when? Friday night. So if she's only muteris Friday night, what are you going to do? She's only muteris Friday night, you can't initiate the whole gemara. Get married and having bia.
Why can't you just have the wedding Friday and then have bia Friday night?
What'd you say? Because then it's during Shiva. The Levi is going to be right after the wedding, Don. You can't have bia during the Shiva, right? So therefore, Rav Moshe says, what are we going to do? So Rav Moshe says, you know what? And he says it's a big predicament because it could be he won't be together with her more than 14 days. Because you have to do, like Yosef said, what, the Gemara? You have the Sheva Brachas, then you have the Shiva. They can't be together, and then by that time she might have her period again. And then that's unbelievable. You can't do that. So Rav Moshe says you got to do like this. Rav Moshe says you got to make the wedding, the whole wedding, Saturday night during Shiva. How can you get married during Shiva? The Shach says it's mutter if you have no kids. Shin Pei Bei Sifkat and Zion. And then he'll have be with her after Shiva. Halacha Lamaisa. And then Lamaisa, when are you going to have the Sheva Brachas? When are you going to have the Sheva Brachas? Mistami, you'd have the Sheva Brachas when? I would think after the Shiva. I would think you'd have it after the Shiva, and that's what he says, Beferish. Okay? That's what he says, Beferish. Okay? And then you do the Shiva Shimei Mishnah. Okay, Meir Simcha, you got it?
I just don't get how she's also doing any Mishnah.
That's the Gemara. The Gemara said, who Yashem in an Ashim, who Yashem in an Ashim.
That's only because she became a Nida, no?
No, you have to, no. Again, the Rav Moshe says theoretically, do what the Gemara says. Do what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara would say, get married Friday, have B on Friday, and then do what? And then have the 14 days.
Yeah, but why does she have to separate for that long? Because they had Bia, and therefore she's also to him for that amount of time, no? Isn't that the reason?
Right,
why?
But in this case.
I'm saying, in this case, they're not having Bia.
Right.
So then why do you.
But you still have to follow the directive of the Gemara. The directive of the Gemara is the Sheva Brachos comes first. You cannot have Bia during Shiva or during the Sheva Brachos. It's a good point you're making. But you have to follow the dictate of the Gemara. The problem is you weren't able to get Bia in. But that doesn't allow you to do Bia during the 14 days. That's his cheshbon. So therefore he says, you know what? The whole thing is bury the person, start the Shiva. You'll allow the wedding during the Shiva. Then you'll what? You can't have be during the Shiva. You'll finish up Lamaisa, the Shiva, and then you'll have the Sheva Brachos. You have the Bia right after Shiva. But what I want to bring out from Rav Moshe, you see the Shach and Rav Moshe. You got what I'm saying? About this issue of what the funds. It's not right to say Rav Moshe is being cholik on the Shach. Rav Moshe is just saying times have changed since the Shach. The Shach said times have changed from the Gemara, right? You follow me? That's the Svar. You got me, Meir Simcha? That's the Mahalik. Okay? It's not right to say Rav Moshe is being cholik on the Shach. That's not correct. Rav Moshe saying the times have changed from the Shach. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, how long are you allowed to be? You said part of the process is Machnas L'cheder. Like, how long can you do that for? In theory, could you do that until after Shabbos? Like, can we just push off the Levi until like?
No. We want to. They're going to do the.
You try to do it right away.
You try to. We mentioned this far a few days ago from the Rashba. L'chvoidoi, you're allowed to push it off a day. In order that what the Avelis is only Midr Rabbanan. Yom Yisi Yom Kippur is the Rice is the same day. You push it off a day to Levi, then it will only be the Rabbanan. That's how the Shav, that was one of the Terutzim we had. Meir Simcha pointed out today in Seder, actually, that according to the Yeshita Mekubetzis, Pshat and Rashi, it could be that there's an essay in a lav by delaying a mace, and they were masked the lacquer that returned to Shev Al Tasek. They pushed it off a day. Even though the Avelis is the Rice, but it created a situation, it will be the Rabbanan. And the way it'll be the Rabbanah is I wait till the Misa was today and the Kfur will be tomorrow. So the Avail is only the Rabbanah, so Yemei Simcha can come first.
So why wouldn't Rav Moshe say that make the wedding right before Shabbos, he'd call out Friday night?
Right, but you don't want to be Marich more than one day. You don't want to be Marich more than one day to do that. Okay, very good. So that's the Kiddush. Yeah, Yosef, go ahead.
Just to clarify, in Rav Moshe's case, when they get married Saturday night during Shiva, she's not usher to him after Shiva. Meaning during the Sheva Brachos, which is immediately after Shiva, she's not usher to him.
Right, they'll have be immediately after the Shiva Yemei Avelis are completed. That is correct. Because you're not doing what the Gemara was saying. Okay? Very excellent. Yes, Natanael, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask what Yosef asked.
Okay, good.
Also, doesn't Shabbos cancel out Aveilus?
No, we learn Shabbos, we'll learn that in the Gemara, we don't get to it today, but Shabbos counts, because private things are observed. Yontif, Lamais is Mavakal Shiva, if the Levi was done before Yontif. If the Misa was on Yontif, then we what? Well, then we do the Shiva after, we count Yontif Shane. Okay, back to Tysus, okay? Please look, if you get a chance, Lamais, maybe I'll photocopy the tshuva for you. You'll see it inside tomorrow. But it's a beautiful tshuva. But again, I cannot stress to you, don't say they're Moshe's Chalik on Shach. It's not Chol on Shach. He's saying times are different, Lamais, than the Shach. Okay? All right, Viper, go ahead. Let's see, Yossi. Okay, we got a lot to see. Go ahead. Let's go. Look inside, guys. Yaval Ipcholo.
Aval Ipcholo. Vehu Adin Imabil Machmas Shach Rovin.
Oh.
Tema Damar Perigimel Demoid Katan. Mesa ishto aser lisa achiyavri gimlar galim vim in lo banim muter lisa la after mishum peri rivia hani halo banim kitanim muter lisa la after mishum parnasasam v'hacha amar aval ipchalo mashma de be in lo banim askinan midik amar deleka de tarech luhu mashma de bachar airi.
So Toys asked the following kasha, the tema. It's a bomb kasha. What's the bomb kasha? There are three levels. Let's say a guy has older kids. His wife dies, God forbid. When can he get remarried? Three regalim. It's actually a machloikis. I want you to get it down. It's a machloikis tanoi mod katnichav gimel amar alf. The rabbanim say you have to wait for three regalim. Reb Yudah say regal rishon and sheni is usher. By the third regal, it's mutter. Okay? By the third regal, it's mutter. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? So that's a machloikis between the Tanakam and Reb Yudah and mod katnichav gimel amar alf. How do we paskin? The Ramban says we hold like Reb Yudah, halacha divrei meikel ba'avo. And the Rif and the Ram say the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you have to assume ad shlosha regalim. But isn't it hilchos avelus? We'll get back to that, okay? Thought it's always halacha divrei meikel ba'avo. Obviously they held it wasn't halacha hilchos avelus. But Tosfos has there are three dinim. The guy has older kids, his wife died, he's got to wait how many? Shlosha regalim. If he has little kids, he only has to wait, he can get married right away. Because he needs someone to take care of the kids. And if he has no kids at all, right? It's mutter for privy riv to get married immediately. And what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that if what? Ipchalo, any relative that dies, what's the halacha? Avelus wins. The Avelus wins over marriage. Yes? And what does that Gemara say? That Gemara says marriage wins over Avelus. Says La'alter. And you have to be, our Gemara is talking about, as Daniel said very nicely, the guy is not self-sufficient. We're talking about he has no kids, and therefore he needs someone to what? To take care of him. He needs his father. Because if he has kids, Mustami is self-sufficient, like Daniel said. So you see he's not self-sufficient. So our Gemara says, black on white, that Avelus beats out Simcha, beats out marriage. And the Gemara White Cotton says, marriage beats out what Avelus. So it's a Sira Mineu Bay. Okay? Clear, Daniel? That's the Kasha Tysis. You got me? Okay. Real quick, Ezra.
Why would Bunim be a heter? Because he can just hire a caretaker or something. Why?
Those days, we don't assume. Also, they might not get used to the caretaker. Okay? So if it's his wife, you know, it's much better. Okay? That's what we assume, Lamaisa. We assume that it had to be someone that you were related to. Okay? All right, go ahead. So that's the Kasha. So go ahead. What's the Teretz? What do you see the Teretz is? Go ahead. What's the Teretz?
V'yesh lomar. Tila alter la davka, ela klomar mutter la achar zayin.
Oh, what's the heter? We never meant to say Moikon's mutter during Shiva. It's mutter after Shiva to get married. And what about Bia? Umiyu?
Umiyu livo aser ad la achar lamin.
Yeah, you can't have Bia till after Shloshim, okay? Now, Daniel and Yossi asked me, isn't that a chuppah that's not real Bia? Again, it's the Rabbanan, Ezra. It's a derabanan, it's a chumrah. You follow me? Something that's a chumrah, we're not going to say makes not lari labia. You're right. The Shittim Kibetz did say that in one teretz lamaisa, but the other terutzim, the other rishonim didn't like that teretz. That's why, because they didn't think that's enough to make it not royal labia. We said the imay mishter are chal even as soon as you bring her in the chuppah, even in the labia, they allowed it because it wouldn't be a chuppah that's not royal labia. That's a chiddush. It's only derabanan. A derabanan should make it not royal labia. Okay, according to the sheet, it's difficult, Lamais. It's difficult. I don't know, the sheet might have to give a different teretz to this kasha. But that we don't assume it's not a chuppah ruyu libi. Okay, very simple, you follow me? In other words, we're making a split between the chuppah and the bia. You follow me? So Lamai said, why is that a chuppah really bia? So I'm saying it's only a chuppah with the rabbana. Chuppah with the doesn't make it a chuppah shen a real bia. Go ahead.
Kedemuchach baser hachi b'maisa she meisa ishto shel Yosef HaKohen v'amar lachosev b'beis hakvaros.
The wife of Yosef HaKohen died and he told his sister at the Levaya. Go ahead.
Si'i uparnasi b'nei achosif.
Oh, he said, go out and what? Marry, I want to marry you. That was a lashon of getting married, because I want you to take care of your nieces. Okay, we're my kids. Go ahead. He wasn't bowler for a long time. Go ahead. Oh, Michlau. He did marry her toch shloshim. That's a beautiful raya. You're allowed to get married after Shiva toch shloshim. Go ahead. But isn't he getting married toch Shiva, Jeremy? First long line in Tosis, go ahead. Oh, so if it's usher, so what was going on in the Besak Forest? Go ahead. What's Shiduchim Ba'alma? An engagement. There's only two halachas in engagement. One, they can't sleep under the same roof together, the Ramah, we said. And number two is if they break off the engagement, there was a cherem. We don't have that cherem now, but they're showing up on a cherem on the side that broke off the engagement because you embarrassed the other side. Those are only two halachas of shiduchim. It doesn't really mean anything in halacha. Okay? Whatever the cherem was, not to do, you know, whatever a cherem generally is. It's a bad thing. Okay? It's a bad thing. But it wasn't, we don't have it nowadays, Lamaisa. But it's a serious thing to break off an engagement. Okay? It was a bad, they wrote it in order that people shouldn't be mezals on other people. Embarrass the whole, embarrass other family by breaking off the engagement. They try to, even nowadays, it's not a nice thing. But we don't have that cherem, Lamaisa. Okay? Go ahead. So we got this now. What's the first teretz? First teretz is what? This is a teretz. Now we're going to go on to a new point. Lav Dafka, correct. You're allowed to get married after what? Shiva. But Shiva wins. Shiva comes first before the marriage. Okay, the only heter you have is a father of a chasen imishal kala. That's it. We can pigeonhole it to those two and that's it, Taisa says. Go ahead. Venir Lari. Oh, go ahead. Only someone has little kids can get married during Shiva. Go ahead. Yeah, why should he get married? He doesn't say he's not really Labia, like Daniel was suggesting in Yossi, but he says someone has no kids is also getting married anyway after Shloshim. So since you can't have Bia, why get married? Right? Go ahead. He doesn't have any kids to take care of. To have to be taken care of. So if you have no kids, it's also to get married even after Shlosh. Go ahead, V'chein.
V'chein mashma v'sechah smachos. T'tanya
ba. Now what is v'sechah smachos? How many v'sechahs are there in Shas? 63. Correct? There are v'sechahs tanas consists of rices in the back of Avodah Zarah. Like Avodah Zarah Nosson, v'sechahs Geirim, v'sechahs Tefillin, v'sechahs Mezuzah. One of them is v'sechah smachos. Lashon Saginar. Tzilchos Avelis. You know, like the Gemara describes a blind person, Saginar has enough light. So smachos is a euphemism, it means hilchos aveilus. Go ahead. So what is v'chein mashma?
V'chein mashma v'sechah smachos, v'tanya v'medavar mamurim, k'sheyesh lo banim gedolim, aval ein lo banim, oh, sheyesh lo banim ketanim, mutter lisa acheres, la'acher lamed.
Oh, la'acher shloshim. So it's mashma that what? If you have no kids, or what? If you have Banim Gedolim, you got to wait till Shlosh Regalim. Correct? And if what? If you have no kids, you have Banim Tam, it's Mutter to get married after Shloshim. Mutter to get married after Shloshim. I thought we said if you have little kids, you could get married even Tok Shloshim. Go ahead, Mashma. Oh, go ahead, Vavagav. Oh, but we said that it's Mutter, right? Go ahead. Right, so it's like a half-handed Raya. It's a half-handed riot because you have to reread it the way he reads it. So that's why it's a half-handed riot. Because if you read the Brisa straight up, it's saying that even if you don't have what? Even if you have Banim Tam, you can't get married to Shloshim. Tos said you could, you just can't have Bia. So he says you have to just say it says Lachar Shloshim because it meant Ein Lo Banim. But in the case of Banim Tam, you could get married, just the Bia is after Shloshim. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the riot is a little bit, it's only a riot if you read the Brisa like Tos just read it. You follow what I'm saying? Only if you reread it, like he said, that Lachar Shloshim is only usher a wedding for what? Ain't lo banim at all. But banim tanim, it's mutter to get remarried. Oh, why did it say only Lachar Shloshim? Because it's referring to the ain't lo banim case. But if you have banim tanim, it's mutter to get married, don't show just the B is afterwards.
Why is that better?
What did you say?
Why is Banu Ketana better than...
Because you need someone to take care of the kids.
Meaning, why does that...
Peruvu, we only allow... You have to still have to wait Lachar Shloshim. You have existing kids. They need to be taken care of. So we allow Tov Shloshim to emerge.
Would this also be important
here? Well, Maisa, it can wait. It can wait Lachar Shloshim. It's a good point where you're bothered by, but that we assume it can wait. Go ahead, Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam Ratzel Lomar, Dvein Lo Banim, Afilu Libo Shari Tosh Toshim, Achar Zayim Mishum Peri Viridi.
Excellent. So Rabbeinu Tam says exactly like you said, Ezra. He said, Puruvu is a big mitzvah. He says, if you have no kids, we should allow marriage and even be it. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam argues doubly, doesn't he? Because what did the Re say if you had no kids? Why don't you get that down in your notes? What did the Re say if you had no kids? Both. Excellent, Avram. It's usher to get married and usher to have bia till after Shloshim. The Rabbeinu Tam is cholik on both. He says if you have no kids, it's mutter to get married till Shloshim and have bia till Shloshim. Because of Puruvu. The only thing is, it's against what? Go ahead, Ezra. Go ahead, Yossi. Kiperusho. The Bryson is smells against Rabbeinu Tam. It said beferish that if you have no kids, you can't get married till Shloshim. You follow me? So he's mamish against the Bryson. Yes, Avram, what were you going to say?
I'm saying that, I don't know if he's holding on the technically, in regards to marriage, Rio just said, I think he was just saying that there's no point in getting married until Shloshim because if you can't do the Bia.
Right, but I'm saying at the end.
You would be able to still.
You're right, but at the end of the day, they are arguing about Nakudas. You're making a good point, but at the end of the day, they are arguing about Nakudas, okay?
He's saying you might as well not, but like.
Right, but Alpi didn't, because of that, he says you shouldn't do it, okay? Alpi Allah. Okay? Excellent. Very good. Next point now. This is like a sheer klali nichus aveilus, what Tais is saying. Go ahead, Vinirid.
Vinirid, v'yesh lo banim kitanim, shari lisa, v'afilu imhi nami aveila, v'nesha mefarneses bana.
V'afapi.
V'afapi she'efsha ba'acheres, k'demilchuk bo'da diyosef ha'kmoin.
Shaisa.
Aveila.
Now he says the following. Whichever sheet do you want to follow? What do we say by Banim Ketanim? It's mutter to get married Tok Shloshim. Right? Now I would imagine, actually, let me ask you, what do you think Rabbeinu Tam would say by Banim Ketanim Ba'bia Tok Shloshim? Rabbeinu Tam allows Banim Ketanim to get married Tok Shloshim. Would he allow Bia? I don't think so, no. Because he just needs someone to take care of her. The only thing he allowed marriage and bia was someone who had no kids because of Puruvu. But if you have Banim Ketanim, you're Yotze Puruvu already.
Unless you say that once he has a new wife, he also wants to be...
Okay, but the Pashtus Avram is that the whole purpose of getting married with Banim Ketanim is why? Is to take care of the kids. And the whole reason why he allows bia Tok Shloshim is only in the case of Ein Lo Banim, because he doesn't have kids. Okay, that's what I'm just saying, the Pashtus. But what's the Chiddush of Tosos? Whichever sheet you want to hold like, Yesh Lo Banim Ketanim. Whenever it's mutter to get married, either you hold like the Re, Tok Shloshim, or you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, also Tok Shloshim, let's say. Remember? We said according to Rabbeinu Tam, Halacha Lamaisa. Remember we said according to Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa. We said even according to the Re, Yesh Lo Banim Ketanim, it's mutter to get married. So everyone holds it's mutter to get married, Tok Shloshim, if you have Banim Ketanim. No? Everyone holds it's mutter to get married, Tok Shloshim. There's no doubt about that. Bia will probably be only mutter after Shloshim, according to both the Re and Rabbeinu Tam. But it's mutter to get married to take care of the kids. That, Tulsus points out, I want you to know something. The girl you marry, even if she's an avail, is mutter. Because you need someone to take care of the kids, and that story proves it. She was sitting Shiva for her sister, and she still got married. She still got married. Okay? Are you telling me with Shiduchin? Okay, but they got married right after the Shiva, Tulsus Shloshim. Go ahead. And you could have married someone else. Doesn't make a difference. Even if you could have married someone else, doesn't make a difference. Heter applies to her as well. Go ahead. Umiyu,
in kol kach raya, d'shema shani yosem l'pishi terachim al b'nei achusa yosem me'acheres.
Beautiful. It's no raya. Because she's an aunt. They love her. That's why she's special. But in a chanami, someone else maybe, if she's an avail, if you can marry someone else and not her. So he slugs up the raya. Go ahead. New point now. Vafagav.
Vafagav tinan perka cholit. Kol anashim yisarsu chut mila amana meha evo. Velo matlik midei mashmash asura afilu limi sheyesh lo banim ketanim keshaya avela.
Oh, what's the case over there? We've mentioned this before. There's a halacha called what? Havchana. What does Havchana mean? A woman, if she is married and she gets divorced, her husband dies, The Gemara said Yavamah, she must wait 92 days before she gets remarried. Because we want her to make sure she's pregnant, who the father is. That's a din halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh nowadays also. A woman can never get remarried unless 92 days have passed from her first marriage. Daniel, you got me? You have to wait. She has to wait 92 days. Yes. She has to wait 92 days from the end of her first marriage. Okay?
What about like pregnancy tests nowadays? You could tell before then.
We make a low plu. We never allow before 92 days. Now, what happens if you have Erisin? They're not Kiddushin, not Nisuin, they're not going to live together. So there's a machloek, Reb Yudah and Reb Yossi in the Mishnah in Yevamos. Let's get it down. Reb Yudah says even Erisin is Osir. They made an exera of Erisin because of Nisuin. Reb Yossi says only Nisuin is Osir. They're not living together by Erisin. So Erisin is permissible, except for a widow. All women can do Kiddushin. What are you bothered by Kiddushin? You can do Kiddushin the next day. They're not living together, right? You have to wait for 92 days for the Nisuin. Kiddushin will allow the next day, except for a widow, because a widow's got to do Avelis. And we don't distinguish whether she has kids or not. But she needs a husband to help take care of her kids. So what do you see from there? What's the kasha, Yossi? You see from there that what? That marriage is usher during the first 30 days when you have Banim Ketanim. We just got through saying that Banim Ketanim is mutter in marriage. You see from the morning of almost that it's usher. Yeah? That's a great kasha. So what's the terrence? Awesome. She'd have to wait shloshim anyway. She's got to wait more than shloshim. She's got to wait 3 full months because of Afchana. So don't ask me any kashas about this. There's no kashas at all. She's got to wait anyway, Lamaisa, to get remarried anyway for 3 months. So don't bring me up that Gemara at all. That Gemara is a special case. Especially you box it in. Afchana tells me you got to wait 3 months anyway, so she had no much. She couldn't get married. Not only can't she not get married the first month, she can't get married the second and third month. So low kasha really doesn't start. Okay.
Even if she's not around with the kids, would you say she can't get married?
She cannot get married. That's correct. Even though Milchus Avelu, she could get married. Okay. Next Nikud in the Shtickle Tire. Sure, Claude. Go ahead. One more bit of time. Let's get it, guys. Okay, go ahead. Let's say a parent for 12 months. A few guys asked me in Seder. Don't confuse this with our case. Our case, we're talking about a case, let's say he wants to get married. I had a friend of mine get married. One of his parents died. He got married in 12 months. That's a regular case, not the case of the Gemara, where he died. The father died right before the wedding. He was buried 4 months ago. He wants to get married during the year. Can you get married? Yes. Go ahead. Vomer a bit of time. Oh, you can get married after Shloshim. Shoshmachas, you can't go. Aval.
Lisa Isha, Shehi Mitzvah Yisera, Mutter.
To get married, you're allowed during the year. Go ahead. Even if you have kids already. Mishum
Shenemar, Baboker, Zera, Ezara.
When you're a younger man, you should have kids. L'arev. It means at nighttime, don't rest here. You should also have kids. There's a mitzvah of Shabbos to populate the world. There's a mitzvah of Puruvu, one boy and one girl, like Basila. There's a mitzvah of as many kids as possible. That's Shabbos. Go ahead. All 30 days are also in a suin. Go ahead. Doesn't maflik between a parent and the krov? Mashmo? For a parent after shloshim mutter. Go ahead. Right here, the tanan means a brice because they're all brices. Go ahead. Behedya.
Behedya al kol hamisim aser lila.
I think if you look up there in Maseches Machos, you won't find it. I think if you look that up in Maseches Machos, that last one, it's not there. Okay? I don't think it's there, Lamaisa. Lamaisa from a Bahag. Could be it's from a Bahag. Could be it's from a Bahag, this last point of the Taisus, Lamaisa. Okay? I'm not sure it's a Bryson Maseches Machos. Or maybe Lamaisa. It could be Lamaisa. It could be that it's referring to what? Maybe it's referring to something else, but okay, maybe the Shiloh is it there or not? The Shiloh is it there or not? That one is there. That one is there. I confuse it with Mutali Stopper. When we get to Mutali, that one is there. Mutali Stopper is the one's not there. When we get to that, we'll get to that. That one is there, Mithanish. But when it says the Snana, it doesn't mean a Mishnah, it means a Bryson. Go ahead. That one's there. Go ahead. Oh, so you see the Beferish that it says explicitly that what? He brought a raya that it's usher. Go ahead, Alim Kane.
Alim Kane Ayashel Mitzvah.
Oh, Alma.
Alma Shari Lechol Mishdash Shel Mitzvah.
Obviously, getting married is a mitzvah. So he brought a raya, it's a good raya. Go ahead, the Sarach Yun. Oh, so he says he's not sure whether that kula of mitzvah Shel Simcha, a Simcha Shel Mitzvah is mutter even during Shloshim. Or is it a going on the safe of only a base chodesh? He's mistopic. Okay. You got the Tysus. So let's get down the dinim now. Guys, let's write them down. Let's get the dinim that emerge from the Tysus, halacha l'mais. Okay? Let's get the dinim that come out from the Tysus, halacha l'mais. Okay? The truth is, l'mais in Rov Rishonim follow Tysus. Let's get it down. Halacha l'mais. An aval is usher to get married tok shloshim of his avelus. That's number one din. Let's get it. Ezra, you got me? Let's get the dinim that come out of the Tysus. Everyone, let's write them down, because I don't want to write them on the board because we don't have time. It'll take too much time to write down all the dinim. Let's get it. Number one, an aval is usher to get married tok shloshim of his avelus. On a father and mother, what's the din? Are you allowed to get married? So what we learned, halacha l'maaseh, after shloshim, it's mutter. That's the Tysus and the Ramban say. But there is a sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva says no, that it's usher. The Ritva says it's usher, you have to wait a full year. So my friend did, is halacha l'maisa like Tyson and Rabban, we hold like Tyson and Rabban. I want you to know there's a Ritva that ushers it.
Is it the old Paskin like Rabbi Natan that says that you can get married right away if you have kids?
We're going one at a time now.
Always usher tok shloshim.
We're going to talk about the kids, but Avul, I'm talking about an Avul, can get stam, get married. Tok shloshim. We'll talk about the details of the kids. That's the first thing I want you to know of them, okay? Machloek is Tysus, l'maisa. Machloek is Tyson and Rabban on one hand against the Ritva. That's the number one din. Number two din. What's the din if the one's wife dies? The first din was talking about, say, he'd never been married before, okay? And he was under, you know, shloshim for, or Yud Beis Chodesh. Second din. Let's say his wife died. And he has big kids. What's the din?
He has to wait
shloshim regalim. Excellent. He has to wait shloshim regalim. Now, you're right. We did say it's only shloshim, but a wife is special. A wife is special. Why is a wife special? She's the one relative that's special after shloshim. You have to wait shloshim regalim. What is the reason? This we'll write on the board, okay? We'll have time for it. Mesa ishto. Either because Alts Avelis, Biglal Avelis, there's a little bit of an extra warning that we have to wait, and therefore we wait on Shloshim Regalim. Number two might be because of Shtei Deus B'mita. We don't want him thinking about the first wife when he lives with the second wife. That is not Hilchos Avelis. And therefore we pass him like the Rabbanan of Shloshim Regalim. Remember we said there's a Machlej Rebbe Yudin Rabbanan? You have to wait till the completion of Shloshim Regalim like the Tanakhama, or if Yudah says by the third one it's mutter. Remember we said that? So we said that, what was the machloikis? How do we paskin? So we said that the Ramban said the halachas are kibbutz, halachas didn't even make up awful. But the Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Rabbanan. But isn't it a Hilchos Avelis? Why are they machmer? It's not Hilchos Avelis. It's Hilchos Snias. It's Shnei Deus B'mita. So that's why it's not halachas didn't make up awful. I want you to get that shikl. The Sefer Divrei Sofer points this out. It's a beautiful chiddush. Daniel, you follow what I'm saying? Why is it that we make an exception by Mesa Ishto? Why do we make an exception by Mesa Ishto that's more than Shloshim and Tashal, like you said, Ezra? Why do you have to wait Shloshim and Golem? Either because it's a special extra din of Avelis, or because of the Hilchos Snias Halacha of Shnei Deis B'mita, or two other reasons, Tysus says in Moikot Naf of Gimel and Aleph. Two other reasons. The other reason might be, interesting, that we are afraid, halacha l'maisa, we are afraid that he might mention to his second wife how much he wife loved his first wife to anger her. Lakanthra. Okay? So I'm just going to write lakanthra.
What does that mean?
In other words, he's going to like say, oh, this wife I loved and she made the children like this. You know what I mean? You don't make it like this. So you need a gap of shloshim regalim to avoid that. Halacha l'maisa. You need a gap of shloshim regalim to avoid it. Chav gimel amar after maskel ad. Okay? And also, the other one is we want him to what? We want him to be shocheach avas first wife. Shocheach avas ishto. So basically, there are four reasons.
Isn't that the same as the second?
No, no, this is Hilchos Shniyos. Mamish and Hilchos Shniyos. This is Stam. You want him to forget it. General. Obviously, you should know when he was. So Allah, this first one. Avelis is more of a chumrah of Avelis because it was his spouse, it was his wife. So Shloshim is not right. It would impinge upon mourning for his first wife if he gets married, Lamaisa, right after the Shloshim. You have to wait Shlosha Regal. You have to wait Shlosha Regal. Okay? But what I want you to get out, why do we passing like the Rabbanan? There's a halacha, Rabbanan say, Avshavr Shlosha Regal, and Rebutus says, by the Shlishi Tzmutter. So the Ramban said, we passing like Rebutus by the Shlishi Tzmutter, because halacha could be make a bubble, like the Ritzgeyah says. But this is not, why did the Riff in the Rabbanan passing like the Rabbanan need Shlosha Regal? Because not Hichos Avelis, Hichos Sneas. Or those other reasons. So that's why you must wait that amount of time. Halach l'mais. V'shlosh regal. Okay? That's what we assume halach l'mais. So that's the second din. Okay? How many din we have so far? Number one din is if, can you get married in Beis Chodesh for a parent? According to Tyson and Ramban, yes. Halach l'mais. Not during shloshim, but during the Beis Chodesh, yes. Except the Ritva says no. That's the first din. What's number two din? If someone's wife dies, they have banim gedolim. You have to wait how long? Shlosha regalim. Four reasons we gave. Okay? Not enough shlosha. Four reasons we gave. You made a great point. You made the point in Seder Avram. But didn't we say only shlosha in yom is usher? Why is all of a sudden the wife? Wife is special. Okay? That's why it's not a theory. Yes, Ezra.
The Ritva is one that said that you can marry after shlosha if you must die, right?
No. The Ritva one said you can't. You have to wait all of your base chodesh is usher. Tosis and the Ramban said it's mutter during Yom Beis Chodesh. We hold like Tosis and the Ramban. Okay? Yes, Abba.
My question is, what happens to these concerns when there are no big kids? We're not concerned about those things override.
We got this is banim gedolim. This is banim gedolim. Basically, you still banim gedolim. What'd you say?
My question is, why wouldn't these concerns also apply without banim gedolim? Because the mitzvah for revu or
Override. We're going to get to it right now. Let's get to it. Very good. Excellent. Okay? What's the next din? Let's get to the next din. Okay? It's interesting. There might be a lot of nafkaminas between Shnei Deis, Bemit, and Avelis. He points that out in the Sefer, Tivrei Sofrim, phenomenal Sefer. I'll give you a nafkamina. Let's give you one nafkamina. Maybe if we have time, we'll go back to some of them. Let's say he has no one to take care of him. The man. He needs someone to take care of him. He's not such a person that could take care of himself. Can't cook his own meals. So what do you think? Halach l'maisa. If it's altzavelis, then we still will not what? We won't allow it. It's not right to his first wife. He should be mourning for his first wife. But if it's because of Shnei Deis B'mitah, we will say that what? Someone can't take care of her? That will trump Shnei Deis B'mitah. That's what he wants to time it.
It will.
Yes, it will. And we'll allow it even within Shlosha Regalim. Okay? You see a whole Shnei Deis B'mitah afilu l'kula. That if you have no one to take care, if he has no one to take care of him, it's even mutter. Let's write down the din. Ein lo mishi Hashem shenu.
This is according to...
This is a nafkamina between one and two.
Okay.
Ein lo mishi Hashem shenu. Allah is that it's mutter. According to what? That's if you hold Shnei Deis. If you hold Shnei Deis, it's mutter. Shnei Deis B'mitah, it's mutter. If you hold it's Avelis, it would be Osir. Avelis, it would be Osir.
He can marry right away.
That would be a nafkamin. What'd you say?
Right after Shloshim, he can be married?
Yes. You don't have to wait to Shloshim Regal. Well said. Okay? Shnei Deis B'mitu would be trumped by this notion no one else can take care of him. Okay? He needs to have someone his meals cooked. Excellent. Okay. Let's go to the third din you're asking about, Avram. If we have time, we'll go back to some other nafkaminas. Number three. What's the halacha if someone has banim ketanim? He wants to get married to someone to take care of the kids. What's the din? What do we learn from Titus? By banim ketanim, what do you say? What do you say, guys? Halacha l'maisa. It's mutter during shloshim. It's also to have bia. Whose shita was that? Yossi? The re, right? It's mutter talk shloshim, get married, and have someone take care of the kids. It's also to have bia until after shloshim. What did the Rabbeinu Tam say? The shita, he said it was mutter even to get married tok shiva, you just can't be boel after shloshim. Wasn't the Rabbeinu Tam, Lomaisa?
Who was the first day?
Tosis and Yavamis. First day was the re. The re, we learned in Tulsa, said it's you need someone to take care of the kids, mutter to get married tok shloshim, can't have beel till after shloshim. These are panim ktanim. Tosis and Yavamis argues. Tosis and Yavamis, and then Gimelum and Beitz Maskos Shiny, And this is also the Shita, it's quoted in the Ritva by us, Tesarosh, amazing. It's mutter to get married even during Shiva. You just can't be bowler until after Shloshim. That was the Shita of Tosis and Yavamis, Tesarosh. Not the Rosh, the Tesarosh. Rabbi Natan didn't say be a Tok Shiva. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Natan did not say marriage Tok Shiva, Meir Simcha. This Shita allows marriage Tok Simcha. What'd you say?
That was his whole answer to how you got out of the problem.
Right, right.
Think so. Like,
what do you mean?
Meaning the first question of Tosos was, there's no way they could be talking.
Yes, yeah, so you could say they got married. They could get married, just can't have via.
Even Tok Shiva.
You're saying if you allow marriage Tok Shiva, what are you going to do with our Gemara? You mean? What are you going to do with our Gemara? Because our Gemara said Lamaisa, you're right. Our Gemara said
that was just a unique case.
That's a good point. It's a good point what Avram's saying. If you hold like this Shita, what do you do with our Gemara? What do you do with our Gemara? If you got married Tok Shiva, right? Our Gemara said we don't allow marriage to Tok Shiva. We're allowing marriage Tok Shiva, Lamaisa. So maybe you could say it's different because this is Banim Ketanim, not a problem. Our case, he has no kids. That's the answer. You follow me? Our case is no kids. Here is the small kids. We're talking about Banim Ketanim. Okay, so what's the second? Again, what are the two shitas so far we had by Banim Ketanim? Re is what? Marriage, Tok Shloshim, be after Shloshim. Tosin Yavamis and Tosin Rosh by us. Marriage, Tok Shiva even, be after Shloshim. And then the third shita is who? What's the third shita? You cannot get married even what? The Ramban says, you can't even get married till after Shloshim. Okay? You cannot get married to after Shloshim. Okay? Rabbi Natan Sheet that we said was this, by Banim Ketanim, remember, said we was masking to the Re. Remember we said that?
Isn't that four Sheetas?
No, three. Three Sheetas.
With the Re, Rabbi Natan?
No, not Rabbi Natan. We said the Re and the Rabbi Natan are the same by Banim Ketanim. Right?
I thought you said that Rabbi Natan allows, says Bia has to be, the Re says Bia has to be after.
No. What did the Rabbein Tam Shita say? Yossi, what did he say? No, he said by Eishlo Banim, he agreed with the Re. Only if he had no kids, he allowed Bia even Tok Shloshim, because of Puravu. He didn't discuss Rabbein Tam Banim Ketanim, so we said he would say the same thing as the Re. Okay? So again, three Shitas by Banim Ketanim. Rabbein Tam and the Re both agree you can get married Tok Shloshim, Bia's after Shloshim. Taisin Yavamash, the Taisin Rosh says what? Says what? That's what they even get married, Tok Shiva. You just can't have beer after Shloshim. And then the Ramban by us says an amazing thing that Banim Ketanim, everything is also to after Shloshim, both marriage and beer. Okay, that's three. Four. Let's get it. You got Ezra? That's three. Four. What happens if you have no kids at all? What happens if you have no kids at all? Allah Lamaisa. So we said. We said Allah Lamaisa Tyson Yavamis. We didn't quote this, but Tyson Yavamis is an amazing shita. Tyson Yavamis says you can get married Tok Shiva, you just can't have bia till after Shloshim. Same thing. It's a chup. It's not real a bia. It's only the Rabbanon though.
Why is that an amazing
chiddush? Because he's allowing marriage Tok Shiva. You know, I'm saying it's an amazing chiddush based on what we learned in Tyson. Tyson says it's only shiduchim. You know what I mean? Tyson Yavamis says it means mamasha marriage.
Meaning you would have said there were more makeup by young children. Does any sort of
wine? Yeah, he says even if you have no kids, it's mutter Tok Shiva, you just can't have beer till after Shloshim. Yeah, I mean, why do they have to get married? It's a chiddush. It is a chiddush.
What's the purpose of
getting
married?
I don't know, I guess maybe he doesn't want anyone else to chaper. Someone else could chaper.
Yeah, but then we have all these four deus that are...
No, this is, he had no kids at all. He had no kids at all, right?
But he still had a wife, and presumably was with her.
Mishen lo banim klal lamaisin. Why does Mishen lo banim klal have to be lamaisa poshup shot? It could include where his wife died. You're right. So what do you? What, I don't understand what's wrong.
It's a big finish.
He's not living with her. He's just marrying her.
I'm saying. So what's the point of that?
Point is that someone else won't chop her.
So I'm saying
someone else might chopper.
So why doesn't that sort of someone else might shemay yikamenu acher apply to when one wife died because of those four reasons? Why don't we apply shemay yikamenu acher and then we're mivatel
okay.
Those four reasons?
Okay, this reason might argue on the shlosh regalim. Maybe this shita would argue on this. I hear you're asking a good kasha.
Didn't Rabbi just say that might only be a special exception?
two kids, like.
Yeah, we're talking about if there's no kids, though, Lomais. This sheet holds we allow a chasna during the shiva. He's pointing out a good kasha. Mayor Simcha.
Like
yeah, I'm saying, that's why I'm saying this sheet is very novel. This sheet is very novel. Why should we allow the chasna to talk shiva? But I want you, let's get the sheet. It's a tremendous kiddush. That's why I said, you know, what's the reason? I'm suggesting maybe Shem can offer. Mayor Simcha, you're asking good. Okay, but that's the sheet of Taisin of Amos. Well, we assume Halacha Lamaisa is like the Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisus, that if you had no kids, it's mutter after Shiva. Halacha Lamaisa, you could have Bia Toch Shloshim. It's mutter after Shiva to get married and have Bia, and you don't have to wait till after Shloshim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam that we learned.
This is the second verse?
This is Rabbeinu Tam Shita that we had in Tosus.
Tosus
and Yavamas allowed marriage even during Shiva. But Bia only after Shloshim.
And the later time says Mary and Shiva and Bia before Shloshim.
Right, but nothing during Shiva. You can't do anything during Shiva.
Oh, so Mary and Bia after Shiva.
After Shiva. That's the way we learned in Taisus. That's what Yossi said. Very good. Okay, and then Lomaisa, you have the Shita, the Re. What did the Re say we learned? This is the Nakuda they said they argue. What did the Re say we learned? That it's usher to get married and have Bia till after when? Shloshim. That was the Re Shita, right? Remember we said the Re and Rabbeinu Tam argue when they have no kids, right? Okay, that's the Shita Lamai, that's a third Shita. And then there's a fourth Shita who holds, even though it's usher to get married till after Shloshim, that's only where you were not making the Suda. If you were making the Suda and one of your relatives die, you could get married after Shiva.
Who says this?
That was the Shita Halacha Lamais of the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. He really agrees with the Shita of the Re that it's usher marriage and via till after Shloshim, but that's only if you haven't prepared the Suda. If you're prepared the Suda, then you can allow a heter of getting married after Shiva. The stomach only Bia after what? The stomach Bia will be only after Shloshim. Okay. Now, and the last point we have to make is that this heter, when you have Banim Ketanim, is even allowed if the woman is an Avela. Lav Davka, if he's an Avel, even if she's an Avela, we allow this Halacha Lamais. Okay? So those are the dinim that we have in that come out of the Taisus, okay? And we have a general klal that halacha kedivrei hameikel what? Be'avel. Right? Halacha kedivrei hameikel be'avel. Even against a shita, even a minority shita will hold like. That's the chiddush of halacha kedivrei hameikel. Even a shita shechidah will hold like. So it comes out, l'maisa, and based on all this now we can go back, and I gave you the maisa, the suffix of the Aruch HaShulchan, okay? Because, again, we are discussing a case, halacha lemaisa, that if the father of the kallah, or the mother of the chassan died, ipchalo, right? What is ipchalo? What do we say ipchalo meant? Yeah, do the levaya, push everything off, do the shiva, and then the wedding. What happens if other relatives die? Let's say a brother or sister. What do you say the din is? What would you say, halacha lemaisa? No, we'll get to the Aruch HaShulchan. But before we get to the Aruch HaShulchan, we have to preface with this machlokes. What's the din about a brother or sister? What do you say? What do you say about a brother or sister that pass away? So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shita B'Kopetzes quotes this. Brother and sister is not under Ipchalo. What do you do? You know what you do? You do Shiva Simei Mishnah first. This is part of the Kula. You do everything that's mentioned in the Gemara. It's amazing. Yeah, in other words, Ipchalo is pigeonholed only to who? The mother of the what chassan and the father of the kala you do regular. But everyone else is like the father of the chassan and ima the kala. Isn't that amazing?
The whole idea was the key figures of the wedding. So what?
I guess what you'll have to say is that in this situation also, the brother and sister are considered to be as key figures. That's what he wants to tie in. Our Taisus, that's what the Shita B'Kopetzes, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Shita B'Kopetzes. Our Taisus, Ezra said, that was wrong. Our Taisus said Ipchalo meant all the other relatives. Right? And we Paskin like Taisus. We Paskin like Taisus. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yordaeus Shinmen Beis Sefalaf, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Avedos, Pirkei Alef, Halacha Ches. We Paskin Ipchalo means all other relatives. You push off the wedding, like Daniel said. You do the Levi, you do the Shiva, and that's it. But I want you to get this sheet of the Tavina Rebbeinu Yonah, that a brother and sister, he says, any other relative, Kigon, he says, when you say Ipkalo, how much do you pigeonhole Ipkalo? So as the Tyson and the Rambam say, it means you don't pigeonhole. Ipkalo means all the other relatives, right? They say not that way. Now the Aruch HaShulchan has the following suffix, Meir Simcha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the din by a chassan whose father already had died and the suitor was prepared by other guys? What do you say to that? And then the brother or sister died. The suitor had been prepared. The suitor had been prepared by other people. He doesn't have a father. And then, God forbid, his brother and sister die. What do you do? What do you say? Allah l'maisa. Do you say you should do the shiva first? Because you're going to lose the suda. No one else can prepare it. So do the gemara. Or do you say that no, just like other people prepared this meal, you'll find other people prepared a meal in a week or two. What do you say? You hear the suffix? His father had died. The suitor was already pre-prepared, Don. You follow me? So do you say, halacha l'maisa, well, you know, if the brother and sister die, it could very well be that the suitor will be lost. Maybe l'maisa, there won't be anyone else around, and therefore you should have a problem. Or do you say, no, it was pre-prepared anyway by other people. You'll find other people in 2 weeks. You know how he paskins? How would you paskin?
The father's already dead.
Father's already been is already nifted. What would you do in such a case? He says you do shiva first. You do shiva? He's masik, you do shiva first. The meal was prepared by other people, you'll find other people in 2 weeks.
Who says
that? The Aruch HaShulchan in Yordea, Reish Mem Bei Siv Vov. Amazing. That's the chiddush he wants to bring out. You hear the word? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell you. Tremendous chiddush. Okay? Tremendous chiddush. And the truth is, the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, in Sif Katan Beis. Yeah, we don't all like the Tamid Rabbeinu. We don't accept the Tamid Rabbeinu. Okay? We assume like Taisus, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but Lamai, you're right. Kedivi Ayochin in the Gemara, but in Rishonim Lamai said, not so posh. You follow me? In the Rishonim, not so posh. And the truth is, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Shin Mem Aleph al Sifkat and Beis, he says, Beferis Pesachei Tshuva, amazing. He says, Beferis and Shin Mem Aleph in Sifkat and Beis.
Do they have Bia in the case of the Shulchan Aruch? They wait for a while to have Bia, right?
Which case? The case we just said? Yeah, they're going to push off the wedding and everything.
Oh, they push off the whole wedding.
Push off the whole wedding. We're not going to do that. We're going to do Shark Rovim. It's like Ipchalo. Ipchalo. He wants a tiny. You're absolutely right. This is against the Tamid Rebbeinu Yonah, because in the brother sister case, Lamaisi said you should do like the Gemara. He's not holding like we're going like Rov Rishonim. So it comes out, Halacha Lamaisi. Let's get it. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes B'Shem Nechsam Sofer. The Pesachei Tshuva says B'Shem Nechsam Sofer Bizmanenu. As I said, he agrees with the Shach in Bizmanenu. We should not do like the Gemara, like the Shach. Pesachei Tshuva quotes Chassam Sofer like the Shach. He says the Minhag Olam was like that, but Rav Moshe says the times changed, went back to the Gemara. That's the Chiddush that we wanted to bring out, Lamais, regarding this. Now let's close with a few other Nafkaminas of Shtei Deis Vemita. Then tomorrow we have to go, Lamais, a little bit right in the Gemara, but we have to do also Tashit, the Tashvitim of the Shloshim Yom of the Kalim. With a little bit, we have to do the Taisis here, also Masya Machasya, we didn't do either, right? Taisis Dermasko Masya Machasya, we have to do as well. Okay, now let's finish up with two other Nafkaminas. Listen to this. What happens if 12 months have passed, but 3 Regalim have not? You'll ask me, how is that possible? You tell me. She dies immediately after Pesach on the 23rd of Nisan, and the next year is a leap year. Is it mutter for him to get married on the 23rd of Adar, Shani? 3 regalim haven't passed. You follow me? What do you say? What do you say? If you hold it based on what? Avelis, then what, Ellie?
It depends on the by days or by...
Well, no, the plugging in these two shittas of Avela Shashtei Deh is permitted. One nafkimi is Ein Lo Mishumen, another one is...
Why would it be a din in the regalim? Wouldn't it just be a din in time?
That's what the Gemara says, Shlosh regalim. So I'm saying if it's Atzav, it's because maybe there's an element of Simcha, for whatever reason. There's an element of Simcha. So if it's because of what, let's say, Avar, Shneimasar Chodesh, I want you to get this down, Shneimasar Chodesh, below Avar, Shlosh regalim. If you hold it's a problem of what, Avelis, then what, the three regalim haven't passed. We can't allow you to remarry until three regalim pass. But Shnei Deis B'mit, the 12 months have passed. We're not worried about you thinking about something else. Okay? That's another nafkamin. You follow me? And another nafkamin, a third one. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Would you count Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as a regal? Halacha l'maisa. So, and Shmini Atziris for that matter. So if it's considered to be Avelis, then of course we count it. We count Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's write down. It Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Why?
If you count, because we consider it to be a regal, it's Mavatal Shiva. It has a mitzvah of Simcha. Yom Kippur also has a mitzvah of Simcha. Manifests itself, and it says in the Suda Mafsekis. Very good. But if you hold Shnei Deis B'mita, he says you could pilpul. If you hold the Shnei Deis B'mita, he says, it's not so clear.
What was the question?
Halacha L'maisa. It's not so clear if you say like this. What did you say, Ezra?
What was this question?
We're giving an afkamina going back to why Mesa Yishtri have to wait Shlosh Regalim. Is it because of an added Chumra of Avelis or Shnei Deis B'mita? These are two nafkaminas.
What was the second nafkamina?
12 months have passed, but not three Regalim. If it's Avelis, then you need three Regalim no matter what. If it's Shnei Deis B'mita, be mutter because 12 months have passed. If it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, do you count also Shmini Atzeres as well? If you say it's what? If it's considered to be Avelis, then maybe you could count it, Shlosh Regalim, as one of the Shlosh Regalim. If it's Shnei Deis B'mita, it's not so poshut, Halacha L'maisa. It's not so poshut if you hold the Shnei Deis B'mita. Could very well be. Now, where did this come up? Where did this come up? I'm going to close with this, guys. Where did this come up about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also? I want you guys to get this. Very interesting. L'maisa, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, let's get it down, is not considered to be a regal. In Shin Sadi Beis, Sif Gimel, Sif Beis, regarding a wife. If a wife dies, you have to wait three regalim. It's not considered to be a regal, halacha l'maisa. We paskin, it's not considered to be a regal in Shulchan Aruch. There are shitas that say it does. The Taz there in Sifkut and Gimel says, quotes the Aguda, that it does count. So I'm saying it's totally on this Shiloh there, Simcha. Is it because of Avelis or is it because of Shnei Deis B'mita? If it's because of Avelis, then Lamais, you can hear it, maybe it's count. If it's because of Shnei Deis B'mita, then it will not have a nafkamin. It would not make it mutter. So Lamais, if this is a nafkamin, as it come out, Lamais, and this Shiloh. Okay? And the other nafkamin we get is how he paskin. If the Shiloh of Avelis, then you should paskin by like Rabbi Yehuda, by the third one, it's mutter. If the Shiloh of Sneas, it's not Avelis. You go with the Chachamim. You need Shlosh Regalim. Okay? Real quickly, Albert.
Do we say for sure Shnei Deis B'mita doesn't matter of time, or is it a matter of the Simcha of the Chag maybe will also enable
he brings up this possibility.
Forget about it. And
he brings up
the... Say even Shlosh Regalim, you can say...
He brings up this possibility, L'maisa, that according to the Taz, even if Shnei Deis, Shnei Shemakom Letzar for Hashanah Yom Kippur, Davizman Simcha. He brings up your possibility. But okay, the Pashtus is not that way. Pashtus is not that way. That's an issue of time. So it comes out, this is the Pshat and the Taisvis, L'maisa, and the Shiloh, Halacha L'maisa. All these Shilohs. So what we have to see now tomorrow is the issue of Tachshit. And we also have to see what's the din going to be by Koyver Meso Beregel, L'maisa. We said you only start, when do you start counting Shiva? When you start counting Shiva afterwards, right? The question is what you do during that time period till the Yom Tov Sheni. Is it Mutter B'dvarim Shebetzina? Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Guys, please take this. Let's have a Mincha. Okay? We got to have a Mincha. Let's take this ahead extra from Simchas Torah. So you guys, who wants to have a Mincha for the Yom? Don, you want to have it? Who wants to have a Mincha for the Yom? Yeah, go ahead, Abba. Guys, take. Okay, quick. Guys, take in the bag. Yeah. Okay. My pleasure. I want the bag empty, so take two. Take three, whatever you want. He was with the Lord on the Mo. Well, thank you. Well, the Lord Shabbat was there for the Hagid. I'd like to go to the Hagid. I'm going to go to the hospital.